Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, let us continue Murderous May with an article that was sent to me by the illustrious Neo the Outflanker. And this article was published on the 1st of May. Man held for murder of girlfriend, dumping her body in Malad Creek. Gentlemen, this one's coming right out of Maskistan. A 23-year-old man has been arrested on Saturday for allegedly murdering his 19-year-old girlfriend at his home in Goregon and then putting her body in a sack and dumping it in Malad Creek during the early morning hours of April 26th. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! The body then washed ashore at the Versova Beach and was found by police on Thursday evening. The motive behind the murder is said to have been a sudden fight between the two. Police said there was no sexual assault on the victim. Now, why would they think something like that happened? Inquiring minds would like to know. The deceased woman is identified as Sonam Shukla, 19, a resident of Premnagar in Goregon West. The arrested accused, Shahib Ansari, is a resident of the same locality. The two were having an affair for around a year. On the night of April 25th, Ansari's parents and elder brother had gone out for shopping and he was home alone. Sonam went to meet him and a sudden fight broke out between the two. Ansari, during questioning, claimed that she was asking him for money and threatened that she would file a complaint against him. Oh boy, here we go. This enraged him, and a scuffle took place between the two. In a fit of rage, Ansari beat her up and later strangled her with an internet cable wire. Police said that the murder took place somewhere after 10 p.m. Ansari then tied her up using the same wire and went to a nearby shop and purchased a sack. He then put the body in the sack and waited till 11 p.m., after which he took it down to Malad Creek on a scooter and dumped it. Sonam, a college student, lives with her parents and two siblings. Her father is a cab driver. Blah, blah, blah. Boy, I tell you, these modern women nowadays are batshit absolutely fucking crazy. They are. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down at his home, so I gotta give it a 5. Method of execution, bare hands, and then an internet cable wire. Up close and personal, gotta go with a 10. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this one a 5. Now for the brutality. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on now. There's nothing more brutal than beating somebody down and then strangling them. However, I gotta go ahead and give this one a 15. So, Shahib the Strangler gets a score of 35. Man, I tell you, I'm gonna reiterate, these modern women are crazy. They literally think that they could talk to us men, run up on us men, and fight us men like nothing's gonna happen. I'm telling you, women really need to understand, and they need to take a look at one of my favorite movies called The Screwfly Solution. That is what would happen if men turned against women. We would fuck them up in less than 3 months. We would literally wipe them the fuck out. Oh my God. These women truly don't get it. They don't get it. If one day all men just decided, you know what? Fuck this shit, and snapped out, all of these women would be in a world of shit. I'm telling you, they would be done. But for some odd reason, these women refuse to understand that. They do. They simply refuse to understand it. But hey, it is what it is. Which is why, in my humble opinion, this is definitely going to be another video for another time, but this is why they're trying so hard to effeminize men, because they know good and goddamn well, once a man says fuck it and snaps out, oh, he's going to do a lot of goddamn damage. A lot. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you really need to understand this. One day, the power will go out. Feminism and all of the crap that feminism and society allows you to do towards men, i.e. being disrespectful, we'll go out right along with it, because far too many men have allowed this shit to happen. And guess what? Now we're faced with the consequences. However, more and more men are snapping the fuck out. They've had enough. And they say, you know what? You've become the bane of my existence. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go in the cage, but your ass is going into that pine box or funeral pyre or however they decide to get rid of your ass after you've gone. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.